honestly don't care if you kill him, I say to Zayden down the bond. But you will. Wasn't that your line when I nearly took off Kat's head in Arisha?
He's going to get you killed. This isn't going to work.
I'm not dying on Holden's account. Riddick walks out of the fog from my left, takes one look at Holden and Zayden, and makes a beeline for my side.
Kind of feels like threshing, doesn't it? Exciting, terrifying. We know we have to go, but there's every chance we're about to have our asses handed to us.
I do not enjoy flying straight through to Athbun. We'll only fly halfway today.
Fog swirls with the beat of another pair of wings, and the ground shudders as a dragon lands to the left, just behind Riddick. Holden gawks and stumbles backward. The fog obscures all but the outline of claws until the dragon lowers his blue snout to ground level and chuffs a deep breath in Halden's direction. What the f*** is Molvik? My stomach lurches.
I told you the firstborn would not be an issue.
Molvik?
Riddick leans forward slightly, like there's any mistaking the scar that runs across the blue clubtail's snout.
No!
I roll my shoulders, drop my pack, and run past Zayden and Halden straight into the fog.
Don't do this!
I make it less than 30 feet before I find him walking toward us at Dane's side.
I'm not going to sit aside and watch while Holden gets you all killed.
Arik tugs the strap of his rucksack to tighten it. For Dune's sake, he doesn't even have a battle-ready flight jacket.
This isn't what you want. Don't let your brother's actions force your hand.
I swing a pointing finger at Dane.
And don't you let him do it!
Dane puts both hands up, palms outward at his chest.
How in all that's holy am I to blame for this?
He's a first year, and you're the wing leader.
Vi, I think he outranks me in this department.
You sure you want to do this?
Zayden is so close, I can suddenly feel the warmth of him at my back.
Want? No.
Arik shakes his head.
But I need to. And as much as I don't mind Holden making your life fucking miserable, I do mind him condemning the continent to death by Darkwielder because he can't take a deep breath and count to three when he gets mad.
Sounds great to me.
Zayden's hand brushes the small of my back.
You good with this?
He glances my way. I study the set of Arik's chin and the determination in his green eyes, then nod in defeat.
We're all allowed to make our own choices. And if this is yours, I'll support it.
Arik nods, and Zayden and I fall into step with him and Dane, heading for our dragons, and Halden.
Looks like you won't be needing that basket after all.